At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Parental discretion is advised. Roses are red. Violets are blue. When the Z Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses. Catching cheaters one at a time. And it starts now.
All right, we welcome Danielle to the show. Hello, Danielle.
Hello.
Who are we putting to the test for you today?
My boyfriend, Greg.
Okay. And part of your email that got my attention immediately was the mention of that restaurant, Orion's Roof, because I was supposed to go there for my birthday dinner to watch the sunset over that gorgeous ocean view, but the weather ended up being so bad. Anyways, we went somewhere else. So explain what happened with the restaurant.
All right. So a couple weeks ago when I was at Ulta doing some shopping with my friend Kim, she goes, "So how did you like Orion's Roof?" And I was like, "What?" And then she goes, "Yeah, I saw Greg, and I waved at him, and he waved back." So I was like, "Well, I haven't been there yet. So if you saw him there, that means that he must have been there for business or maybe at like a dinner,
okay,
a business dinner."
So he was there, but without you.
Yeah.
And now you're wondering why a guy would pick such a romantic restaurant to eat at alone?
Right. And I mean, are you there with somebody or are you there alone? Why were you there in the first place?
Okay. See, now I kind of understand why you want to run War of the Roses on him here. So listen, what we're going to do is we're going to give him the chance to send roses to somebody. You're going to get to hear who he picks and what he puts on the card. Okay.
Okay.
And I have to ask before we start, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Trust me, this is fine with me.
Okay.
Dialing at random.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. I'm calling to speak with a Greg, please.
Yeah, this is Greg.
Hey, Greg, my name is Tim. I'm calling on behalf of the Visa Rewards Program. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So listen, the reason I was calling was to let you know that we started this new program this year where we have a monthly drawing of all of our Visa card users, and the people selected each month win a little prize. Anyways, this month you were one of our winners, so congratulations.
So I was a winner?
Yeah. Yes, you actually were, yes.
And who is this from?
It's from the Visa Rewards Program. So basically, anytime you use a Visa credit or debit card, you're kind of entered into this drawing.
Ah, all right. Yeah. That's cool. So, okay, so what I win? Is it like, you know, football tickets or something?
I wish. Actually, the prize this month is flowers. So it's basically, it's a bouquet of long-stemmed red roses. The reason I was calling is because a lot of the guys who have won this prize didn't really want flowers sent to them, but they asked if we could send the flowers to their wife or their girlfriend instead, which we're more than happy to do. So would you like us to do that with your flowers, or did you want us to send them directly to you instead?
I mean, no, you don't have to send them to me, that's for sure. You send those flowers to me, and they will be dead in a week.
Right. I'm exactly the same way. So you'd like us to send it to somebody else then? We could put a little card on there, basically seem like a gift from you, make you look like a pimp.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Let me think.
So listen, what we would need is we need the name of the person you want us to send the flowers to, like a first and last name.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I guess you could just send them to, first name is Jessica, and the last name is...
Okay. And like I said, we could put a little card in there with the flower. So what message would you like that card to say?
Okay. Have it say, "We still owe each other dessert, and I'm still hungry if you are."
Wow.
What the f***, Greg? Trick you to find out that you're messing around with another boy?
What? Hello?
You know what? You're a piece of dog shit. The way that you treat people is disgusting. No wonder you're always alone.
No wonder you sat there one day crying, talking about, I'll never find anybody. Well, you know what? That's exactly the reason why, because you are a f***ing piece of f***, and you can deserve anybody because you're just going to f***ing cheat on
What the hell is going on?
Greg, Greg, this isn't actually the Visa Rewards program. It's actually the Z Morning Zoo, and right now you're on War of the Roses.
Oh, okay. I don't understand at all.
This is all you need to know. You're a lousy f***ing boyfriend. You mess around with other women behind your girlfriend's back, and you're stupid enough to think that you're going to get away with it. Enjoy your little dessert. I hope that you get hit by a car. Don't ever f***ing call me again.
The Z Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.